There are good nights and there are bad nights, and we do things to stack the odds. Half convinced we're the ones who decide, the other half, the one we try to hide. Knows a little something about reality, distinguishes pain from fatality. For whatever reason, and for so many reasons, we shy away from things within us, ideas and wisdoms we know would be helpful, and we do this just because.
How many neglected ideas and wisdoms have rotted away in the prison of a person screaming to be let out as they watch things get worse? And how many have yearned to see a man that his prisoners go free while keeping their own inmates locked up? You have the key to yourself and not to anyone else, and when you free the ideas and wisdoms that you know will help,
that's a beautiful thing. There is good and bad, I promise you, and the choice of good comes in everything we do. Even if it's just a simple thought, how we hold on to that thought or let it go, it gets confusing.
And so there are good nights and bad nights, and I say this cause there are good fights and bad fights, and at the end of the day, everything we've done and said informs the way in which we go to bed. But that's only half of it, and not even truly half, because reality goes like this. We can be messed up in our mind and destroy that which is good and kind, and see how we fit our own mold of criminal and despicable. And we can hate ourselves and go to bed, prisoners of our own heads. And yet there comes the good morning, where the sun has been born. And I don't know how, if you felt those things before, you can see the morning sun and deny there is grace in the world. It may not be completely clear, but it is there. If it's hazy and out of focus, the corrective lens is resurrection.
We shy away from things within us that we know would be helpful. For whatever reason and for so many reasons, these reasons stand in the way. God is good, have faith. And if he has placed something within you, you know it'll be helped because you know it is good, then let it go. Perhaps it has a world to save. Don't be the warden telling it no. The bad nights are bad nights cause we keep our agony locked up, letting it feed on whatever remnants of good remain within, while God waits with perfect patience for you to give the agony to him. It amounts to pain when we give it to God. It becomes fatal when we do not. Bad people can have good fights and good nights by tapping into the source of life, Jesus Christ. Mocked throughout time, he still takes the pain for those who don't want it to be fatal. Have faith. Good night, good night. Make it good, I pray, by trusting in God to bring back the day. Good night, good night. What more can I say? Goodness will triumph in the end. Have faith.